Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Kevin ScoMo performs well overseas. Oh, I don't know. I mean, we've got Joe Biden, who had 40 years of being like a diplomatic correspondent. But the G7 summit's been happening over in Cornwall, in England. Apparently the Queen went over and was having a few gags with everyone and saying, I don't think we're supposed to be this happy at a G7. I think we're supposed to be more serious, she said. Anyway, ScoMo got in trouble a bit for climate change because, of course, the pressure is on and he won't sign the agreement on climate change and he's just flapping his gums about it. But climate change wasn't the C word that most people were talking about. The other C word was...
It was blocked.
No. The other C word was China.
The roster?
China. China.
Let's say China. China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China. China. China.
Yes.
China. China. China.
It was all about China.
I have to have my China. China.
That's what was spoken about a lot.
China.
And so ScoMo wanted to have a lovely romantic crawling one-on-one with Joe Biden.
Oh.
About China, China, China. Mm. But unfortunately, he was blocked by Boris Johnson. That's where that was going.
Okay.
And Boris just kind of turned up, ruined the whole mood.
Oh, yeah. The third wheel.
The third wheel.
Go home, leave us alone.
Doing? You know the annoying one that turns up and goes, really? Biden likes the same things you do, ScoMo? Oh, no, tell us more, ScoMo. Oh, you guys are perfect. Go away.
You reckon it.
Anyway, that's the GC summit as a whole.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep. Pause. It was good to have the Queen there. She had to hand over the list of nominations or the Queen's birthday honour roll to ScoMo, who's now announced it. And it looks like, even though it's being scaled down, 1,000 people are going to be receiving, around about 1,000 people, Queen's birthday honours, which is fantastic. Anybody from Chris Hemsworth to Tony Abbott to Peter Credlin. Sean Flanagan also on the list.
No, no. No way.
He gets everything else.
He
gets everything. Glenn Lazarus, Neil Danaher, the former AFL player who's MND at the moment. Mm. And the one that gets me is Professor Adrian Cheek.
Mm. Why?
He is a robot sex expert.
As in making or...
I didn't Google that far into it,
but
I wouldn't. But I don't know what the Queen's up to, but she's pretty happy with him. I don't know. I can understand Chris Hemsworth, but anyway, each to their own, to the Miss Elizabeth.
Miss Elizabeth.
Miss.
Wow.
Miss.
I think she goes by Miss now. Yeah, it's 2021. Hey, look, the Wallaby Squad has been announced. Dave Rennie, that's your old neighbour, mate. Dave Rennie has named a 38-man Wallaby Squad, which means with three rugby teams in Australia of 45 players in total, only 7 Australian rugby players missed out on being in the Wallabies.
And that is what you need to know.